AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The prisoner exchange between the U.S. and Russia has freed the most prominent American held overseas.
Welcome home, Brittany.
President Biden says Russia has released basketball star Brittany Griner.
She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home.
After being in prison for months on drug charges, freeing Griner was a Biden priority, and it came with a heavy price. The U.S. is releasing Russian arms dealer Victor Boot in exchange. At the same time, American Paul Whelan remains held in Russia. Griner's wife, Sherelle, says while this is a happy day for her family,
BG and I will remain committed to the work of getting every American home, including Paul.
The president says he'll keep fighting to free Whelan.
We are not giving up. We will never give up.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
After 10 months of war in Ukraine, the Kremlin says it's up to Ukraine's president to end it, but the terms Moscow's laying out demand Ukraine recognize Russia's territorial gains. Kyiv has repeatedly rejected that. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials say Russian forces have placed multiple rocket launchers at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. And U.S. officials say another $275 million in military aid is headed to Ukraine, including large amounts of ammunition and high-tech systems to detect and counter drones. The House has passed an $858 billion defense bill. It includes a provision ending the military's COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
The motion is adopted.
And the House also passed a bill to protect same-sex and interracial marriages. Congressman Mark Pocan.
I should be able to visit my husband in the hospital if need be, just like you can visit your spouse. My earned benefits for retirement and Social Security, our property rights, our benefits through our taxes, and so much more should be no different.
This is AP News. A House report says the NFL's Washington Commanders created a toxic work culture for more than two decades, ignoring and downplaying sexual misconduct. Ed Donahue has details.
Some former female employees were asked at a hearing in February the number of times they were sexually harassed by men at the top levels of the organization.
Over 100. Too many to count.
I worked there for a year and a half, so mathematically that would be roughly 515 times.
The report from the Oversight and Reform Committee says Commanders owner Dan Snyder was involved in the behavior. Congress stepped in after the NFL did not release a written report of an independent review of the team's workplace culture. The House report says Snyder interfered with the independent investigation and the House committee's investigation by intimidating witnesses and conducted his own investigation that cast him as the victim. Snyder says the committee's work was one-sided. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.